friend? Do you have any friends?
What did you say?
I asked, do you have any friends?
Why do you ask?
Today is National Make a Friend Day.
Today is the day.
A day that emphasizes the value of friendships.
The new friendship.
Showtime.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
All right, my friend, let's do a radio show.
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
All right, my friend. Do I have to say that the entire morning show, or could I just...
Sure.
It's National Make a Friend Day.
If
you're just waking up and shutting off your alarm. My name's Tom Morgan.
I'm Karina. Good morning. And just posted to our Facebook page. Who you got for the big game?
Who you got for the Super Bowl?
The Rams or the Bengals? The pictures are humorous, to say the least, but...
Well, we didn't want to get too officially, because then, you know, Facebook shuts you down for for trying to touch the shield of the NFL.
The bubble.
Don't tarnish the shield. Who said that? Somebody back, probably Al Davis with the Raiders in the 70s. Anyway, I just thought I'd roll the music and talk about who you got. I said in the beginning that I don't have anybody in this race, right?
Yeah, you don't have a dog in the race.
You know, because I'm a Ravens fan.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody told me, dude, do not root for the Bengals because you don't bet in your division. I was like, what? Okay. So what am I supposed to root for, the Rams? I'm not an LA guy. My daughter lived there for 6 years. Dad, come out and visit me. No, you come and visit me.
I'm probably just going to... Only because I spent about every 3 years in Cincinnati with the showboat I worked on to go to Tall Stacks.
Okay.
And just knowing what an underdog they are, I'll probably be rooting for them. But how that'll turn out, I have no idea. No,
but there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. I admire your decision because Joe Burrow is totally cool. I mean, he doesn't care what anybody says. He wants to smoke a cigar in college on national TV. He does it. And then since he won the national championship, every time he wins a big game, big old stogie.
Yeah.
He doesn't care. And they say he's too calm. He's too cool. But then again, the same people that say that quarterback doesn't have enough poise. He'll never last in the NFL. So Burrow is the man.
Well, if they win, he's going to have a big old hookah right out there on the field.
He probably will. And there's nothing wrong with
that. Maybe some other stuff. I don't know.
He could join Snoop Dogg after the halftime show and they could get all burned
that's
up.
That's right. You know what I mean? Oh, gosh.
Anyway, over to the other side, not like in Los Angeles, never have, but Matthew Stafford. What a story. I mean, the guy spends his entire career getting his brains beat in as a Detroit Lion. How many Super Bowls have you seen in your lifetime, Karina, where Detroit was there?
Zero.
Pretty much it. So he's in it now, and I'm like, I got to root for that underdog because he's probably close to retirement. I don't know. Let's bring back the NFL stuff.
A unique game.
The voice of John Fuesenda. He was my favorite. So you know what? Maybe by the end of the show, I'll have a pick, but we need your help, ladies.
Yeah, let us know who you got on our Facebook page, Rams or the Bengals.
More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Late Night TV, Jimmy Kimmel is with us. He wants to talk about the Super Bowl as well. And did you see where there's a chicken wing shortage?
What are we going to do? Wasn't there like an actual just general chicken shortage? So now they're just like, we're just limiting it to just the wings. What are you doing with the other chicken?
Great point. We'll find out coming up.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Super Bowl is on Sunday here in L.A. It's supposed to be 86 degrees Sunday. It's going to be so hot, they're doing the Gatorade dump before the game on Sunday.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Chicken wing, hot dog in the morning.
Do it with us.
Ain't nothing but a chicken wing.
Yeah, dance. Chicken wing, chicken wing. Chicken wing shortage. Do you believe it, yes or no? Because we got plenty of the rest of the chicken, like you said.
Exactly. So what are you doing with the rest of it? Like, I don't get it.
The big game is coming up, and there's a chicken wing shortage. Currently, wings are costing an average of $2.61 a pound.
Well, I mean, it is one of the go-tos for Super Bowl, that and pizza, so.
Really? So yeah. That is a big, see, I just, I make my own stromboli and yeah, that's pretty much it.
You're my spirit animal. I make my own stromboli too.
I mean, when I was younger, I'd call out for a pizza, but I'm not a big chicken wing guy, so I guess I'm not missing it, but here I'm reading that the prices are up 40%. People are complaining about gas prices, right? How about your chicken wings? Dang it.
We'll pay $4 a gallon, but not my chicken wings.
Don't mess with my chicken wings.
There's going to be people selling them on eBay, like upscaling them like by $50 a bag. I got chicken wings.
Pay?
Yeah.
Would you pay?
Oh, I bet people would.
Would you?
No. I like boneless. You just pop them in your mouth and go. It's too much work.
You got to work it off the bone and stick it in and gets in your teeth. And for what? You pull the chicken wing out of your mouth. You got a big bone and you got like two pieces of chicken in your mouth. No.
When you get a steak eating contest or a hamburger, call me.
I'm in for the pie eating contest, except I'm diabetic.
You're looking a little shaky there, Tom.
94.1 WQKX.
You ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Cue the buglers. It's time for Karina's Olympic update. Or do you want the announcer guy? It's up to you.
I don't want to rob you of your duties as announcer guy, so go for it.
Oh, I didn't know it was a duty. I enjoy it, actually. But anyway, and now, Karina Carr's Olympic update.
Well, Norway is at it again. They're at number one.
Ooh, really?
And, yeah, and Austria sneaking in at number two. Where'd they come from?
For total medals or just gold?
Total medals.
Wow.
They're both at 14, so they're tied, actually. I'm sorry, yeah. Well, I guess what happens is when they're tied, they go straight to number three. So they're tied at one. They skip over two.
Yep.
And ROC, Russia's incognito, are at number three, tied with Canada. So that means we skip number four. And good old US of A is at number five.
Sean White, man, what a career, right?
Mm-hmm.
What a career.
I'm not upset about the result. I obviously would have loved to put down that last run. Yeah, a lot of emotions hitting me right now. Just the cheer of the crowd and some kind words from my fellow competitors at the bottom. And I'm so happy.
It's going to make me cry.
I just want to thank everybody for watching. Everyone at home, thank you. Snowboarding, thank you. And truly thankful to be here still competing and even getting, what, I had a fourth, I think. Maybe, I'm not sure.
You didn't even know.
But, you know, toward the top of the heap, I'm proud of that.
And all the kids that beat him, he taught them, basically.
Yes, mentored them. And
they
were
inspired by him.
How cool is that?
That's great stuff. Sean White, he will be missed. He is the GOAT. Let's start calling him the GOAT
the
of
GOAT.
Snowboarding. All right. Meanwhile, we did win gold, right?
Yes.
Justin Schoenfeld, can he seal the deal for the U.S.?
Yes.
And that might do it. Putting that down may have just secured Team USA gold. One athlete left.
I think somebody talked to him. Yesterday, he was like, that's guaranteed gold. Today, he's like, that might have.
Yeah. He got a little critique session after the broadcast. But yeah, Team USA wins gold. And that was kind of like a mixed team event. So that was kind of cool to see that.
You never say guarantee. You under-promise and over-deliver.
There's a lesson on life.
You know, I do what I can.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
We got viral comedy still to come and a little kid I think that is inspired by Sean White.
Yes. Oh my gosh. It's so cute.
Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
Yeah, you're going to have to look for this one later because it is darn cute.
It's
and
so
you
weird.
Love kid videos, right?
Oh my gosh. I think my uterus like explodes every time I okay. I don't have kids. So when I hear this, I'm like,
one way to put it.
So cute.
A dad mic'd up his 4-year-old daughter and they went on a snowboard run. She narrates her own run, kind of like the Olympics.
Let's go, Dad. Let's get going that secret path. Oh, yeah, sweaty Dad. This way. You'll slip. I won't fall. Maybe I will. That's okay, because we all fall.
Aww.
Let's go down this big old hill.
She's doing all right.
Wee woo.
Woo.
Wee woo.
We will.
Wee woo.
Hey, what kind of dinosaur are you?
Tyrannosaurus.
But then she gets to the bottom and she gets stuck.
I'm a stegosaurus.
She's a stegosaurus. Adorable.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning.
Is the good news coming up? What do we got?
Well, you know, counted down our alley. Two DJs breaking the Guinness Book of World Records for a 25 hour and 35 minute radio interview. Wow.
That's like a filibuster.
Yes.
And you know, we're rocking red all month long. We'll take a look at some of the cool things that Dr. Siddiqui said this week.
Yep, with Evangelical Community Hospital. It's Morgan in the Morning.
WQKX, WQKX HD1, Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation station for the best songs on the radio for more than 40 years. It's Flashback Friday, 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
So we do, you know, radio interviews. We mic it up, and even our show's 3 hours long. But could you imagine doing it, an interview for 25 hours and 35 minutes?
25 hours
and 35 minutes?
It's just a great marketing opportunity. We're kind of still underground, and I feel like we're just at that little hump we need to get over. I feel like this is that hump we could use. This is that publicity. We're getting so much, like, support.
A pair of radio DJs there broke that Guinness World Record and basically did that interview. Zachary Sinico and Colin Kennedy of John Carroll University in, I believe it's near Cleveland. And so they're basically Marion University Heights, I guess, if you want to call it that. What did they talk about for that long?
I have no idea. Maybe we should approach Susquehanna University and see if WQSU could break that record.
Mm.
Hey, all month long, we're rocking red, and Dr. Sahib Siddiqui was with us this week, and he says, get to know your doctor. It's a good thing.
We have to be open about things that are causing issues in your life, whether it's a personal issue, because we know stress from home life can cause cardiac issues. Anything from going through a divorce or going through...
Yeah, like your doctor!
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
I love my doctor, my PCP. She's like one of my best buddies.
Not to check it out. I have yet to find one.
And there is trust there. So yeah, you're new in town. You better get yourself a primary care doctor.
I should. It's on the list. That and the DMV.
And then once your doctor recommends you to a specialist, then you get to be friends with great people like Dr. Siddiqui there.
Yeah, and Dr. McLaughlin. And
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Late night, Kimmel is talking about the Oscars this time around, and we've got birthday buddies.
It's Flashback Friday on 94KX.
The Hollywood Reporter revealed that attendees at the Oscar show will not have to show proof of vaccination, which I assume is the Academy's roundabout way of announcing that Rob Schneider is hosting the show.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Lynn Hall, I know you're loving this.
I am.
Just say you are.
I love Sheryl Crow.
Sheryl Crow's birthday.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
Yay.
Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go!
Perfect, ladies. Your practices have been working out well.
See? Practice makes perfect.
That's what they say, yes.
Celebrity birthdays. Kelly Rowland, we heard from Destiny's Child, coming right out of the 7 o'clock news. She is 41 years old.
Okay.
41. Brandy, the R&B singer-songwriter, not the drink, 43.
She had like one hit and then fell off the map.
Fell off the map. As far as hit radio, but she's still really big.
What is it? I'm in
R&B.
My room? I'm like, I think she stayed there. I don't know.
She's still in her room. Yeah. She really likes it.
Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park. He's the MC.
Oh, I like Linkin Park.
He's 45. Yeah. Jennifer Aniston is 53 today.
Oh, friends.
But thanks to that stuff she puts on her skin, she looks 21. Oh, stop. Sheryl Crow is 60 years old today. We just
Amazing.
Heard from her.
Your girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, she is more than my girlfriend.
I was on a flight with her once.
Oh,
yeah.
Yep. Cool.
Thanks for calling me. I appreciate it.
Well, you know, didn't know you then. Still wouldn't call you now. No, just kidding.
Wouldn't change. Thank you for asking.
There you go. Finally, cue the music.
just sit right back and you'll hear it.
I love that dance.
Don't hurt yourself.
You know, actually, I sung this on a Zoom meeting this week.
You right? did.
Somebody was talking about a 3-hour Zoom. I said, three-hour Zoom. Anyway,
was the professor
birthday.
There?
Yeah, no, the professor, no one close to a professor is on our Zoom meetings. Yeah.
Just GED. Sure.
A bunch of dumb guys. All right, Tina Louise is 88 years old. Tina Louise was?
Ginger.
Yeah. Mm. Karina, you're young. Did you watch Gilligan's Island?
Well, yes.
Reruns? Mm-hmm. Nickelodeon? Yeah, there you go.
It was good. MASH, I watched a lot of MASH. That's kind of giving you a focus point there of where I entered in.
A starting point there.
Yeah. It might even still be on, but happy birthday, Ginger. She misses her friend Marianne.
Aw.
But she is 88 years old.
I became a ginger. I mean, does that count?
It's called hair color. Come on.
I don't care how you get there. It's that you get there, okay?
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Hey, guys. It's time for the local celebs. What do we call them?
Birthday buddies.
You betcha. Happy birthday to Benjamin Fry from Nori, 33 years old today.
Happy birthday to Crystal Hummel of Seals Grove. She's 49.
Lisa Artley, 46 today. Happy birthday.
Lisa Corbin, 51.
Mary Wills from, well, it doesn't say. She's 64, though. Happy birthday.
Nathan Taylor is 37 today.
Happy birthday to Patricia Geis. She's from Shamokin, 61.
Paul Bauer Sox is 64. Happy birthday.
And Samantha Wyan from Sunbury, 34 today.
Nothing on the Facebook page.
Nothing? Nothing, no Friday. Come
nothing on the phone
no.
either.
No. Yeah, look at the phone's
hello,
running out.
Hello. It's blinking.
It's probably a flashback Friday.
It's probably your warranty, people.
Hang on, we'll get to you. You can also email or use the text club. We do this every single day, but on a Friday, we seem to have just a little bit more fun.
It's a little bit more raucous, if you will, on a Friday.
Raucous, another good word. Thank you, Lynn Hall.
You're welcome.
Every day at this time
is Birthday Buddies.
WQKX. Movie Mike's in the house. That means we're going to talk some motion pictures coming up.
Yeah, I got a review of the new Jennifer Lopez movie for you.
You know
J-Lo.
What? I just saw the trailer and I actually thought it might be good.
But they're,
what do you think?
Can I? I'm going to hate it for this. They're kind of a weird pairing.
It is.
Last time they made a movie together, they were being chased by a big anaconda.
Yeah, this is quite a change.
So, yeah. Yeah, big difference.
My anaconda don't want. Never mind. Anyway.
All right. Also on the way, Mike, you might enjoy this Super Bowl commercial spoiler, The Return of Austin Powers.
Our takeover of General Motors is complete.
$1 million.
I get my pinky up here to my mouth.
Sunbury Motors has Hyundai.
Yeah, could you play Shooting Star from Bad Company?
Oh, my. What a great song. A rather lengthy song.
Yeah.
So, I'll tell you what. I'll see if we can squeeze it in, and Karina and I will go out for breakfast.
If you can't, just play anything from Bad Company.
Bad Company? Okay, man. You get healthy, all right?
All right.
Thanks.
Hey, have a happy Valentine's Day.
You too.
94KX.
He and his wife getting over COVID. That's why they haven't checked in with us in a few Flashback Fridays.
I'm glad they're doing better.
Yeah, I am so glad. And there's your shooting star. If you are that excited about Super Bowl commercials, turn down your radio for the next minute. Rob, the Sports Center, said, dude, you can't be the spoiler. And I said, no, that's when you give away a movie or a TV show, right?
There's like 60 commercials. We can spoil one of them.
Or a bunch. I think we spoiled the Amazon thing yesterday, didn't we? The Alexa commercial? Mm. Anyway, this is the return of Austin Powers.
Ladies and gentlemen, our takeover of General Motors is complete.
Dr. Abel, we can now use GM's Ultium platform to power our whole operation.
Now we can reduce tailpipe emissions.
I'm sorry, am I no longer Dr. Evil? I'm Dr. Good now? I didn't get the meme yet.
Climate change is arguably the number one threat to the world now.
Dr. Abel, you are now the number two threat to the world.
Yeah, baby.
I refuse to be number two.
We have to help the planet.
Oh, please, cheer
for my son.
Your son? I shall name him Baby Me.
No, his name is Kyle.
Kyle?
Random.
Ow!
You must help save the world first.
Then you can take over the world. Okay, Farrah, how about you let me do the business, all right? Hold on, I've got it. I will help save the world first, then take over the world.
Evil.
She literally just said that.
It's
Scott, you just don't get it, do you?
What? What don't I get?
You don't get it.
Oh, we're right back.
And you're never gonna get it.
You can't draw me into these little... You act like a child.
Sure it is. You don't get
I
it.
I am an adult. You can't push my buttons anymore.
Oh, we'll reduce our carbon footprint.
Whatever. Okay, let's go. You're going all electric.
Everybody in!
Not you, Scott. One day you're going to run the company, baby me.
That's groovy, baby.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Movie Mike, can you top that? I think he can.
That's why these commercials cost $7 million.
Uh-huh. Movie Mike Film Review on 94KX.
Jennifer Lopez has a new movie called Marry Me, but do I propose that you go see it? I'll tell you in just a minute, but first, this review is sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing Best Picture nominee West Side Story. For showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. Marry Me stars Jennifer Lopez as a very popular singer-dancer whose love life is constantly scrutinized by the media. In other words, she plays Jennifer Lopez.
Exactly.
After learning that her pop star boyfriend has been cheating on her mere minutes before they're supposed to get married on stage, she does something impulsive and marries a random dude in the audience instead.
What?
He's a math teacher played by Owen Wilson. From there, he has to learn how to deal with the pressures of being married to a superstar, and she has to learn how to make a normal relationship work. If you guess they end up falling in love for real, well, you've obviously seen a romantic comedy before. No one understands what it's like to have their personal life picked apart quite as well as Jennifer Lopez does. For that reason, it's disappointing that Marry Me doesn't go very deep into the idea. The movie's treatment of fame and media intrusion is frustratingly shallow. The formal plot, meanwhile, hits every predictable rom-com note imaginable. Lopez and Wilson are both good, the many J-Lo musical numbers are fun, and there are intermittent laughs. But on the whole, Marry Me just isn't original or deep enough to be anything special. Aww. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 2.5 Bennifers.
Okay, how about 2.5 divorce lawyers?
Could be that too. Okay. 2.5 Mark Anthony.
You gonna bury it in the paperwork?
Mark Anthony. How about 2.5 A-Rods?
A-Rod, yeah. Could be any of them.
Well, she's had like 95 engagements, so take your pick.
That's the thing. I mean, it's an okay movie. It's not terrible. The one I recommend is Jackass Forever, which is hilarious. I'm not gonna make any apologies.
That's funny on any day that ends in Y.
Yes.
J-Lo or Jackass? Your choice
I'm
this weekend.
I'm picking Jackass.
Right?
Okay.
Have a good weekend, Mike.
Thanks, you too.
We'll see you on Monday.
Flashback Friday on 94KX.
I'm ready when you're ready. Go ahead, start. Now, this is a story
all about how we hear goody guys
turn upside down.
Take a minute, just sit right there.
I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
Hey.
Little USC marching band there in the end.
That's hot.
Yeah, it's hot.
Doing my Carlton Banks dance right now.
Yeah, doing the Carlton. The Fresh Prince returns during the Super Bowl on Sunday. You'll see it. That was really Will Smith rapping. And those other people featured in it are Fresh Prince of Bel-Air fans from all around the world. Isn't that a cool idea?
Yeah, they're doing that a lot with TV shows. The Wonder Years is back.
Yeah, the reboots, they call them. Some I like to see. Some I kind of like music. I like some remakes. Other ones I go, no, that wasn't necessary.
I'm like that with old Disney movies like Aladdin. They redo them and I'm like, you just ruined it for me. I get it. Those kids don't know those old ones. But for me, I appreciate the old caricature look to the movie as opposed to the graphics and, you know.
When it comes to music, and this is a good one for Flashback Friday, I don't think anybody has this song in their library. It was in the 80s, a group called Far Corporation. They redid Stairway to Heaven. Possibly the worst remake. It was worse than Madonna doing American Pie.
And that's a long song, too.
It was just terrible.
94KX.
Super Bowl is on Sunday here in LA. It's supposed to be 86 degrees Sunday. It's going to be so hot, they're doing the Gatorade dump before the game on Sunday. The Hollywood Reporter revealed that attendees at the Oscar show will not have to show proof of vaccination, which I assume is the Academy's roundabout way of announcing that Rob Schneider is hosting the show. It's Rob and Nicki Minaj's cousin's friend.
Good morning.
It's Flashback Friday.
This doesn't get old.
On 94KX. Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started on some Super Bowl trivia. You could spread this around your party and say you already knew it. Officially, it wasn't called the Super Bowl. They were talking about the big one or the Pro Bowl. Now there is a Pro Bowl. And then they decided to go with NFL World Championship Game.
Yeah. Well,
that didn't last long.
No, and it was simultaneously cast on both networks for the first and only time.
Yeah, because one network owned the AFL, the other showed all the NFL games. That's pretty cool. Hey, it didn't come close to selling out. Can you believe it? The average ticket cost $12 for the original Super Bowl.
Huh. Well, each team used their own different balls, so nobody could say their balls were going flat. Just saying.
The reason why they did it was the AFL had their company, the NFL had theirs. Pretty neat. Hey, the second half kickoff had to be redone because NBC missed the commercial break. Too busy talking to Bob Hope. That's weird.
I mean, it's kind of a good reason. I like Bob Hope.
And half times weren't like they used to be, right?
Nope, no. They had two guys in jetpacks. That was like an alter universe back then. They were like,
Google
what?
It, man. Google it. It's hilarious.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
So yesterday, last night, was the Billie Eilish concert with Sam Tyler, and she started off her day at Beyond Browser in Lewisburg. Marlena got her all dolled up, and then she headed out in a Susquehanna Valley limousine and picked up Mr. Mike Kerstetter, our winner for Beyond Billie. How was it?
Oh, it was fantastic. She puts on an amazing show.
Well, she quickly found out from what we see on her Facebook page what happens when you yell out the two coveted words at BJC. We are.
Penn State.
Yes.
Mike, if you don't mind me saying this, you're an upper demographic for Billie Eilish fan, okay? So you really truly enjoyed the show?
I did. It was fantastic.
And what was your favorite part? Was it, besides the We Are Penn State, what was your favorite part? Did you have one song, or did she say something between songs that really hit you?
I just like the way she connects to the audience. You know, she's so personable. She does a great job.
Yeah, you know, we aired that the other day earlier in the week about the asthma attack, and she's completely stopped the show and just said, I'm not doing anything until I know this person's okay, which just I thought was amazing. And it just shows that all age demographics are loving her.
Yes, I've liked her for a long time.
You know, Mike, I could have been your date last night because we're probably the same demographic, but did you see anybody else at the Bryce Jordan Center like our age?
There were a few, probably grandparents that took their grandkids.
I'm glad you had a good time. But how was that limo ride, bud?
Oh, that was good, too.
Is that your first time in a limo?
Yes, that was the first
time. Wow! So you went in style.
You're in a limo with Sam Tyler and a couple young women. Yeah. Did they behave themselves, Mike? I need to know.
Yes, they did a very good job.
Yeah.
It made me feel very comfortable.
Like a king. Mike, thanks for checking in with us. It's totally cool, and I'm glad you had a good time.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you so much to Marlena and Beyond Browse and Susquehanna Valley Limousine.
Sam Tyler just came in. Did
Hello.
Did you guys actually behave in the limo?
Of course we did, Tom.
Come on, man.
Of course we did.
And there's pictures and videos to prove, so, you know.
Also that.
He genuinely did have a good time?
He had so much fun. I was honestly so glad that we were able to take Mike out to his first concert ever. So Billie Eilish was number one. So we had some good conversation about everybody else's favorite concerts they had been to on the way down. And then when we got in there, it was just really cool to see his expression.
That's pretty cool. That means you really love the artist.
And tell us the one thing he said about, like, because he realizes he was older for that show and he loves Billie Eilish, but he was afraid that maybe some teenagers...
The first thing he said, he was like, I hope I didn't upset any teenagers by winning. And we were like, you know what? Like, I couldn't have picked a better person to go with. It was so awesome. He loved the songs. He was singing the songs. So we had a really good time.
You're tired and it was all worth it.
It was worth it. I was very close to the stage. So I ended up being down in the pit. So that was pretty cool.
Sweet.
Yeah, she's an awesome performer.
And Mike, when I said about the demographic thing, you didn't have to mention that there were grandparents there. You didn't have to say that.
You can check out everything on her Facebook page.
With Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Chad Evans on the way next. Alicia Taylor this afternoon. Sam Tyler tonight. There's your lineup. Our parting shot happened on late night TV last night, and it involved Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He gives me this cigar, really long one. I put it in my mouth, and I light it up, and it was fantastic. We get to the set. We continue on with the scene. I forgot my lines. So I had to go to the script supervisor. I had to check out the script. I totally forgot everything. Find out then an hour and a half later, when I finally started remembering things again, that Danny put some marijuana in the front of the cigar. I was stoned out of my mind.
Have a good weekend.
WQKX. Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.